By the time he was a teenager, Billy Crystal was already a comedian, voted best personality of the Long Beach High School class of 1965. 39 years later, Billy Crystal is also an actor, writer, director, and producer, and he is NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg's subject for Intersections, our series on artists and their inspirations.
Billy Crystal's going back to his roots these days. He's working on a new comedy act after years off the stage, busy with movies like When Harry Met Sally and Monsters, Inc. Before film, there was television, especially Saturday Night Live, where he turned into other people like Fernando Lamas or Sammy Davis Jr.
Together as one, we are the world. Chicago. Chicago. We are those children.
He has an uncanny but kind ear for imitations. So lots of people inspire his comedy. Here's Billy Crystal's Muhammad Ali being interviewed by Billy Crystal's Howard Cosell.
What are your plans? Tell us.
I'm coming back again.
No, God spare us.
No, how are they?
Billy Crystal says by the age of 5, he was doomed to do comedy. And the earliest laughs he got were for his imitations of people. The people who made jazz were big influences. Crystal's father, Jack, owned a record store and produced jazz concerts in New York. His uncle, Milt Gabler, started the Commodore Jazz label. So little Billy grew up hanging out backstage with jazz legends.
Gene Krupa, Eddie Condon, Teagarden, and Louie, and they were always our friends. The house smelled of brisket and bourbon. That's the music that I grew up with.
Oh, Mr. Louie, won't you play the blues for me?
Nay, nay, Mr. T, blow a little tram for me.
Well, I'll take 4 bars, you play forever me.
And do you think it informed your work as a comedian?
Oh, very much so.
How so?
Well, because I was around these great, colorful characters, hip guys, with an attitude of expressing themselves. And that's the thing about jazz. It's free-flowing. It comes from your soul. And I think when I feel I'm at my best is when, you know, on stage and it's my version of jazz because it's, you know, just riffing or something. So I love those guys, and I keep in touch with those who are remaining.
I was listening to a recording of your old jazz sax guy.
The routine you're talking about was I ran into an old player, and we had this reunion after he sees me on television after knowing me as a little kid.
This is lovely, man. Absolutely charming. Yeah. Can you dig it? I knew that you could. Yeah, all right. You know, man, I seen you popping up on the TV. And I says to myself, I said, is that the face that I knew? Is that the face that I knew? And here it is. It's the face that I knew, and it's lovely, man. Absolutely charming.
The whole piece is called Face, and that was my nickname when I was a kid. It's a term for a cute kid or a pretty lady. They'd call you Face.
Can you dig it? I knew that you could. Yay!
Listening to it, you just come to love him so much. That sweetness of the question.
And the road is in his face, and the soul is there. And it was the time that formed me.
Let's put the jazz together now with the comedy, and tell us when it came to you, the inspiration that you knew that you had to make the career that you ended up making.
I was about 5, 6 years old, just making a family laugh in a living room, imitating my relatives, and I had an ear for it, and I just knew, even when I was in school shows, in elementary school, doing plays, I'd always go off book and start improvising, and kids dressed as flowers would just look at me going, what is he doing? And so I knew then.
Yeah. Yeah, but these family gatherings now, to have been a fly on the wall or hovering over the brisket when you would put on the relatives' Persian lamb coats and stand up on tables and do them.
These are people who spoke mostly Yiddish, which is a combination of German and phlegm, and I would just imitate them.
Who was it most important for you to make laugh? Your mother, your father?
They both had fantastic senses of humor, and Dad had wonderful taste. We never watched the Three Stooges. It was watch Laurel and Hardy. He would let me stay up late to watch Jonathan Winters when he'd be on Jack Parr. Hmm. And I had this little chair that I always sat in, and I'd move it next to the old black and white TV set facing out towards the couch, so I would look like I was the other guest with Jack Parr and look at him and talk to him and stuff. My dad died when I was 15, so making Mom laugh was the quest, just to get it, keep her happy.
Ah.
And she was a great audience.
Clearly, the things that make you laugh when you're really young stay right with you for all of your life. But I bet all those people you do, Sammy Davis, Fernando, that they're with you a lot of the time, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're like friends. It's a nice visit sometimes. Like Fernando, when I started doing it, I'd seen Fernando Lamas on The Tonight Show. And he was one of the few guys that had no material. He just was this character. And he'd come out and he'd sit down, and Johnny would say, you know, it's great to have you here, and that kind of thing. And he'd say, well, thank you, Johnny. You know, I said to the Esther the other day, I said, I'm going to do John's show. And I would just start giggling. And he'd always be playing with a crease on his pants. And it was just so odd. And Johnny said, you look terrific. And he said, well, you know, I'd rather look good than feel good, John. And I said, oh, bingo, write that down.
Now, working up a new improv act, Billy Crystal again finds inspiration in music. What are you listening to these days in your walk person or in your car or your shower or whatever?
Well, ironically, right now I've been listening to this Yo-Yo Ma piece, which I improvised a lot to in the writing of the show. Oddly enough, there were some pieces that just fit in. Once I heard them, I said, well, let me get this thing. And I started playing around with it. And now that's all I'm listening to is this brilliant player and very sort of serious, wonderful, beautiful things.
What a great pleasure it's been to talk to you.
Thank you, darling, because you sound marvelous. And you know who you are.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
You can find more Billy Crystal impersonations and more of his stories about growing up around jazz musicians at npr.org.